Police close 11 illegal gambling venues in Volusia County, Florida. Nearly a dozen illegal gambling operations across Volusia County, Florida, were recently dismantled following a large-scale initiative by law enforcement and the Florida Gaming Control Commission. In a statement, the Volusia Sheriff's Office confirmed that law enforcement and regulatory officials collaborated on the execution of 11 search warrants against illegal gambling establishments last Thursday. Prior to the raids, each of these sites received a legal notice from the Sheriff's Office and the Florida Gaming Control Commission, demanding they cease operations immediately. 400 slot machines and $403,000 seized. During the operation, authorities seized and disabled approximately 400 slot machines. Additionally, around $403,000 was confiscated as evidence, and three individuals were arrested for their involvement in running illegal gambling operations. One additional arrest was made for a parole violation. Sheriff Mike Chitwood commended the combined efforts of the sheriff's office and the gambling regulator and called on Florida legislators to take definitive action, saying they need to either make it legal and regulate it or shut it down. Louis Trombetta, the executive director of the Florida Gaming Control Commission, emphasized the ongoing commitment of the regulator to work alongside law enforcement to combat illegal gambling activities. Quote, "The Gaming Commission will continue to work with our partners in law enforcement to ensure any illegal gaming offerings are shut down." Louis Trombetta, Florida Gaming Control Commission Executive Director. Illegal gambling crackdown set to continue. The 11 illegal gambling venues targeted on Thursday included 4 locations in DeLand, 3 in Ormond Beach, 2 in Daytona Beach, and 1 each in Pearson and Orange City. The number of confiscated illegal gambling devices and cash in Volusia County is on the rise. The Volusia Sheriff's Office reported that, combining the recent raid with an earlier operation from November 2023, more than $1.1 million in cash and over 600 slot machines have been seized. Law enforcement highlighted the detrimental effects of illegal gambling, noting its connection to other crimes. The Volusia Sheriff's Office explained, "These illegal casino locations have seen criminal activity ranging from shootings to armed robberies to fatal drug overdoses to burglaries, thefts, and assaults. Illegal gambling dens not only facilitate other criminal activities but also generate untaxed revenue." In Florida, taxes from legal gambling contribute to the Florida Education Enhancement Trust Fund. A further concern is the lack of fair play at illegal gambling venues, which often do not have minimum payout standards. This results in operators earning significantly more by offering unfair odds and payouts, thereby exploiting the players.